So it's a privilege and honor to be here
at Savitri Bhavan with you, you know.
Thank you. The privilege is mine.
Okay. So where do we begin?
Know your rhythm.
Okay. Would you like to join me?
Sure.
So we're going to talk about rhythm. Know your rhythm. Know your rhythm.
Know your rhythm and how it is related to integral yoga.
Absolutely. So here we're going to talk and have an alap and a vartalap. Alap is when it's a space where one introduces a particular raga, and vartalap, can you sense the alap inside vartalap is about having a good conversation. So we're going to have an alap and a vartalap on Know Your Rhythm. So Know Your Rhythm is about discovering your musicality and discovering your own sense of rhythm in life. And it's for everybody and anybody, because we all have rhythms and sub-rhythms within ourselves. So from a medical perspective, yes, the greatest rhythm that we listen to is our pulse, which keeps varying across the day depending on our state of being. If you're excited, your pulse goes up, right? So when I say musicality, what it means, musicality is about feeling the joy, the poetry and the music in everything one knows, one does, and one is and becomes. We can listen to some birds right here. Is that the brain fever?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it has its own musicality too, definitely. It has its own swara or tones that keep going up. You know, it's like a pitch bender. It keeps rising in rhythm. Right. We are here in the Sangam Hall of Savitri Bhavan. We can listen, we can see and observe the swaying of the trees. They have their own musicality, their own rasa, the way they're swaying with the wind, incoming wind, and also the relationship of this swaying between the trees. Different kind of trees are swaying in different ways, and that's an orchestra on its own.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So, this program is about sowing seeds of transformation, which will direct us to experience aha moments, where even without necessarily analytically thinking, you experience some moments of great deep ananda, deep joy. Working with Orville teachers from different schools, and the idea was to have a capacity building program where I helped them to build tools with Know Your Rhythm, which they could use to infuse musicality even in non-music classes.
Yes.
So imagine if you were to have a class of geography, and what's the best way to make them feel that they're in Brazil?
Yes, yes, with the music.
Just, with the music, just play it there and just get into it. And transport yourself to that land.
Yes, music holds culture.
Absolutely.
And the one that you do here in Savitri Bhavan is called Dakshina.
The group is called Dakshina Chanting.
But the class would call it also Know Your Rhythm?
I've used immersive exercises from Know Your Rhythm to raise the quality of chanting from the same group. And I'm extremely happy to share that that I've been very fortunate to work with this sincere group of four rebellions. And there's one particular quotation from the mother that has been my source of inspiration, where she writes, "The role of music lies in helping the consciousness uplift itself towards the spiritual heights." So every time I compose, this is my litmus test. Am I adhering to what she is telling?
Thank you very much, Arnab.
You're welcome, and it's been wonderful talking and also jamming with you.